Man, I remember playing that at WORJ in Orlando back in 1976 when that album was out. And then I think the next album they had, that was a live album. It was a live double album. And then, and I wasn't really a Skynyrd fan. I still wouldn't say that I'm a Skynyrd fan. Not like I was an Allman Brothers fan or am an Allman Brothers fan. But I cannot deny the odd song they had that I liked, and that was a good jam. And that was that album. You mentioned him. You heard Ron Van Zant mention Steve Gaines, who joined that group as a third guitar player. So they had one guitar army band toward the end there. So they had Gary Rossington and Alan Collins and Stephen Gaines. And Stephen Gaines' sister Cassie Gaines was also a singer with the group. And then came, I believe, and I may be bass backwards of this shit, but then came, I think, Street Survivor, which is the last album or studio album that Steve Gaines is featured on as a singer as well as a guitar player. And then, you know, in November of, the hell was it, 77? I think November 77 to October 77, yeah, came the plane crash that killed Ron Van Zant, Steve Gaines, Cassie Gaines. And I think that was the, I'm not sure of any of the other fatalities. I don't remember. I met Gary Rossington and Alan Collins subsequent to that in Miami. Leon Wilkinson as well. I think Artemus Pyle, who was their drummer, survived as well, and was the one, I think he was the only one that was able to actually walk out of the crash and get some help, I think. And if there were other fatalities, they might have been with the crew. I don't know. But anyway, I'm just remembering, I'm kind of just remembering it. All right, so, Bahoo-hoo. Trump poised for big Super Tuesday. Well, now, ain't that just great? Ain't that fine? I'm going to have a...
I think we're going to have Mark Henshaw back on the program. That's right. You may not like it, but he's going to come on here tonight. And what I think he's going to do is... I'll tell you what I'm going to do. That's it. I want to raise that low end, motherfuckers. I want it to raise up...
What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what I think, Phil. I think we've got a good opportunity. There's no question in my mind that Casper Carl, or they call him Mr. Mr. Carl, as he's known throughout the anti-Trump movement, is directing these disruptionists from the center of New York. Now, Bill O'Reilly knows this.
If you don't mind...
I'd like to finish what I'm saying.
But I think this is important. What evidence, what proof do you have of this?
Well, I think the proof is going to be very evident here very shortly. I don't want to say, yeah, man, yeah.
Yeah, I dig that, man. I sent Lauren a message that Steve Gaines was from Oklahoma. Give me a T for Texas. Leonard Skynyrd. Stephen Gaines. Yeah, there he is. That's Stephen Gaines there. We got here, man. Sure, got that right. Travel all alone, singing my song. Travel light and I'm always alone. All right, man. Here comes that old traveling Joe. What am I doing, man? I'm taking off my fucking glasses. My rallies are love fests. You know, you motherfucking white people there with that Trump bunch. God damn. Battle Zone Explosive Campaign revealed. What the hell are they fucking... Got that one. So you're sitting with bated breath eagerly awaiting the PlayStation VR event tomorrow. Let's see what we got going on here. Testing 1 2 1 2. All right, man. So we will start off with Bobby Dooley. Then we'll go to Steve Dooley. Okay. Then we'll go to this is Dean Wheeler. Jay Sanos. This sucks, Jay. Okay, here we go. Jay Sanos. Ron Turner. Montreal wants complete ban on plastic water bottles. Ron Turner, Steve Dooley, and Bobby Dooley. Okay. And Ron Turner is with, he's going to be with Testing 1-2. I'm going to get my helicopter sound effect. EFG, H. Helicopter, crashing, plane, explosion. You know, one of the things to keep in mind here is how much is CNN, especially CNN, because I don't watch that much Fox, contributing to this shit by showing this shit over and fucking over and fucking over again. Now, what are you going to tell me, CNN? You're not aware of the, let me just show you the violence. Okay, now you've been showing it non-fucking stop all weekend. When do you sort of back off of looping it during one fucking, I think once is enough probably during one newscast, but when you show it over and over and over again, I watch it and I get like increasingly pissed off. Like I want to go find a fight somewhere. I want to go someplace and cause shit to happen. That's how I feel, right? And, you know, I'm an old guy, but, well, you saw what that 78-year-old guy can do. A motivated old man can cause a little bit of damage. But here's the thing. I'm a sensible, wise man. I'm not, I'm not a thug. But I'm just saying, don't you think that that's worth considering when they keep showing this shit over and over and over again? Right, now, here is evidence of assault. He's just grabbing her arm. I don't see him grab her at all. Oh, there, I saw it, yeah, he did. Yeah, that guy, yeah, I can see he was grabbed by her as he walked by. This is this Michelle Fields. They're showing, and this is on, I can't believe he just did that, was so hard. Was that Corey? Yeah, like, what threat were you? That was insane, you should have felt how hard he grabbed me. This is the audio of the exchange between her and a guy by the name T-E-R-R-I-S. I guess they just magically appeared on me. And now, of course, Trump, because, you know, Trump lies and he didn't give a shit, is saying that it didn't happen. So, strange bedfellows, too, this campaign's making, man. You've got Cruz fans, and you have Cruz people, and you have Sanders people joining together in anti-Trump demonstrations and rallies. You got, suddenly, liberals supporting guys like Ben Shapiro, etc., over his beef with Breitbart, along with this Michelle Fields. It's weird what's happening, but, you know, probably not. Here's a guy, Kurt Bardella, who is a new evidence after Trump campaign manager accused of assault. Ay, ay, ay. Right, Ted's Beverly Hills, so we're going to need our kitchen explosion. Also, I think we got to get Rudy. He's throwing women out of the bar. You know, here it is. Foghorn footsteps, glass breaking. You won't find me in an old folks' home. You got that right. Sure, got that right. I don't know about that. Okay. Man, that's bitching, man. It's beautiful, man. Middle class crowd. What does a middle class crowd sound like? Like this. Just middle class crowd. Phone bed. That's a phone bed. Then I'm Cochise, man. Okay. Then, Bobby Dooley is back with us, Steve Dooley, and Bobby's going to be at... So here we go again. They're showing the motherfucking thing again. Bobby Dooley, and then Steve Dooley, and then comes... Who? Then comes Jay Sanos, Citizens of Missouri Police. Oh, they've got both of these people on. I think Jay ought to be pulling some people over. I think Jay should be like, you know...
It's just not fair, and, you know, we're going to be talking a lot about that, and we'll be thinking a lot about that, and we talk a lot about it, too. But we've also had the security situation with Apo, and
I sure wish you'd learn how to pronounce that. You're calling it Apo.
Well, no, sir, no, sir, no, sir, no, sir. I'm calling it Apo.
Well, it sounds like Apo, you know.
No, it's... Well, I don't understand, so...
All right, never mind.
So, as I said, it's going to be Apo, and what Apo is wants to do... Hold on for a minute. Hey, you. Hey, punk. Hey, hey. What are you doing in that underwear? You got underwear in there?
What was he talking to that one kid about?
All right, just ease it down. Just slow it down.
Fuck you!
All right, forget it. Just keep going. You know what? I want to forget it. All right. We're going to do a flare drop now. Hey. Let's slow it down. Flare drop, flare drop. Hey, flare drop. It's a flare drop. Flare drop. Never forget it. Let's get back in the...
What is the... what's going on? This is... Is St. Patrick's Day coming up yet? What is St. Patrick's Day? It's the 17th, isn't it? Today is the 14th. Is St. Patrick's Day on Thursday? Let me look and see, man.
Not that right.
All right, what am I doing here, man? March 17th, Thursday.
St. Patty's Day.
Right. So we're going to do... Here we go. So this is going to be... what time is it? Okay. What's Jay pulling guys over for tonight? All right, man. Testing 1, 2. No, not really. Not really the Jim Baker show. Joyce Myers? How about Joyce Myers? There you go. We got a nice religion show tonight. It'd be fantastic. Here's a sports mix. Basketball, fuck it. Well, I got... Come on, motherfucker. Wow, that's really interesting. Loading apps, fuck it, man. No, I don't want that, bitch. Yeah, man. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
world-famous Phil Hendry show from the Upper Pacific Coast.
All right, man. Today's podcast is brought to you by Blue Apron, because you need to know how to cook. And I mean that, I'm not saying that you're not talented, but not only do you feel like you know how you take to. Today's podcast is brought to you by Blue Apron, because you need to know how to cook. I'm not saying that you don't have skills. I'm saying you just need to know how to cook, because not only do you feel like you know your way around a kitchen, but cooking at home means eating healthier, and you can save money instead of ordering expensive takeout garbage, which you cannot eat anymore. You know that? Now, where do you start? I got the place to start. Blue Apron. Blue Apron. They got you covered. For less than $10 per meal, Blue Apron will deliver all the fresh ingredients you need to create home-cooked meals right to your house. Just follow the easy step-by-step instructions. You fucking cunt. Let me try it again. Today's podcast is brought to you by Blue Apron, because you need to know how to cook. I'm not saying you don't have skills, but not only do you feel like you know your way around a kitchen, but cooking at home means eating healthier and saving money instead of ordering expensive takeout crap, which you know you don't want to eat that stuff anymore, do you? But where do you start? Well, I've got the place for you to start. It's called Blue Apron. Blue Apron will have you covered. For less than $10 per meal, Blue Apron delivers all the fresh ingredients that you need to create home-cooked meals. And all you got to do is follow the easy step-by-step instructions. Home-cooked meals. Each meal can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. There's no overwhelming trips to the grocery store. There's no more that sad takeout, you know. So no matter your dietary preferences, Blue Apron makes it a breeze to discover and prepare dishes like pork, mozzarella, and rigatoni pasta. Pork, mozzarella, and rigatoni pasta. I just gave it a little...
You rolled the R.
Yes, I rolled the R there. And you can prepare it, of course, right in your own kitchen. Cook with ingredients that you've never used before, like watermelon radishes, farro, and purple potatoes. And recipes, here's the great news, they're between 500 to 700 calories per portion. It's delicious, and it's good for you. And right now, you can get your first two meals for free. So why not try it? Your first two meals for free at blueapron.com/podcast. Go to this address, blueapron.com/podcast. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. All the voices you hear on the show today will be performed by me.
And that is Phil Hendry, by the way.
Yes, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, and welcome everyone to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. All of the different voices that you're hearing.
Yes, performed by him. Well, I like to think I'm my own man. Well, whatever you say, General.
Yeah, whatever you say. Anyway, here is Phil Hendry. Yes, it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
All right, we're going to try this again, man.
And good evening.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Blue Apron, because you need to know how to cook. And, you know, you got skills. I'm not saying that you don't, but not only do you feel like you know your way around a kitchen, but when you know how to cook, you feel at home. You know, it means you're eating healthier, and you know your way around the kitchen, and you save money instead of ordering expensive takeout again. Let's try it again.